Squirrels and Robots, Episode 80. I like Pixelot now. Hold that thought. Thank you, Theron and Frank, for your generous donations. Can I use... No, you can't use it for candy. Oh, sneaker fizzles. Thank you both. It's much appreciated. Yes, the support is appreciated as YouTube continues to be YouTube. Oi, what now? Well, allegedly, YouTube is rechecking old content that was already checked and approved, and I guess demonetizing it or whatever yet again. Really? But wasn't the old content manually reviewed and verified already? Supposedly, but I guess the human concept of humor, sarcasm, tone, and intent was too broad a concept for them to allow, so the bots are supposedly back at it. Cheers, mate. So how long until all our work that was manually reviewed gets demonetized all over again? Who knows? Alright, this just never ends. I don't know why. Why won't it end? Folks, support where you can. Patreon, PayPal, buy some stuff on Design by Humans, Amazon, etc. I made pixel art of the Pumpkin Man and the Tall Lady and Susie June, and now there's stickers and shirts you can buy! Yeah, okay. What's with the pixel art thing all of a sudden? Well, I was watching all the cool artworks that were prizes for the recent Games Done Quick Marathon, okay? And I said, hey, I can play with blocks, and I made blocky art like an 80s retro video game! Why didn't you make, like, stickers and shirts of us? You know, I mean, probably sell more than the Pumpkin Man and all that. Well, I is experimenting. You don't want to be an experiment, do you? No, you don't! Trust me. I work out the things and then make it better for us.
I don't know. Pull up the Pauline and Susie June pixel art you did.
Bam! Face melt!
How did you make square pixels jiggle?
Do they?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, I did not notice. Oh, I mean, wow! I mean, it's just tiny squares, and I still find them alluring. So, I did goods?
Yes. Yes, you did. And I would like to commission a Sue Metal Pixel Art, if you'd be so kind.
I'm sorry, commissions are closed right now.
Dude, you don't even know what a commission is.
Yes, I do. It's when you give a communist a mission. Duh.
Okay, well, when you free up some time, I'd like some pixel art made, if you please.
Okay, just as long as you don't make me draw bouncy ludes.
I kinda thought that was the whole point of commissions now. Draw this character and make it lewd, type thing.
Well, I mean, not always, you know, but mostly.
Well, that's kinda where the money is, so, yeah.
Oh god, well, you know, we should just toss Jermaine on OnlyFans at this point.
That would be some bank right there, you know, just little videos of her going, oh, look, my thing fell off, and, you know.
I gotta tell you, dude, creative life is just so depressing, I swear. Things were a lot easier when we were just handing out free comics on the streets of New York.
And it was simpler times.
Again, follow on other platforms like Newgrounds, Twitch, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and all that, cause every few weeks something gets rolled out on YouTube that culls another set of content creators.
Well, you know, I think it's a lot of those reaction streamers getting hit this time. As, you know, they tend to use other people's content as if it's their own. You know, claiming fair use and reacting to it and, you know, all that.
Yeah, reaction people. There's no such thing as fair use on YouTube. It's whoever has enough money to push the other one around. Okay? Remember that.
I say we don't dwell on a dumpster fire that is the tubes and talk about the positive things Weez has.
Like...
Well, Twitch has been oh so supportive, and they have all our current series episodes available there.
True.
Facebook has all our current series and podcast on there as well. And we make like $10 a month there.
Yeah, am I the only one that finds it odd that Facebook is being more lenient than YouTube right now?
It is strange.
Spotify has our music and podcast.
Right.
Gumroad has our comics, Amazon has our shirts, Designed by Humans has shirts, mugs, stickers, couple of mouse pads.
Yes.
Newgrounds is a free-for-all, so jiggly things are right at home there.
Yeah.
And the peoples, the Patreon peoples, the viewers, the donators, the senders of goodies, humans, super helpful, every day, subscribing and doing their good deeds for the things we do, all the time. I know most of the world is terrible. I gotta tell you, some people are amazing. Yes, so worry not for the tubes, for other places shall be home to our content, and folks will still have access to it.
Yeah, I get all that, but YouTube seems to be the only place people tend to watch consistently, assuming we're not being repressed.
Well, they should follow on other places. I keep telling people that.
Humans rarely listen.
Ain't that the truth? Yeah, we should probably just go back to putting out comics at some point, you know? Forget cartoons and just try something different.
Boy, let's make a manga, right? Where Jermaine is a cat girl maid who works in a cafe and, you know, does things. We can call it, How Did I End Up an American Cat Girl Maid in an Adult Japanese Cat Cafe While I Was on Vacation? Even I find that title to be long-winded and bombastic.
Yeah, but it's spot on for the Japanese market.
He's not wrong.
Yeah, no. Anyway, Silence of the Lambs is getting 4K. So if anyone wants to see Anthony Hopkins be particularly creepy, there you go. A bunch of games got released. New World Beta, Pokemon United, Genshin Impact got an update.
You know, a lot of streamers have been hitting New World hard. Like, all of them.
Yeah, for those who don't know, New World is Amazon's MMO. It's in beta right now, but their angle is, like, groups of people have the ability to claim land and then, you know, kind of fight over it and that kind of thing, so it's this constant PvP thing. Yeah, that's not really my thing, because when it comes to MMOs, I've always taken more of an exploration approach, and PvP was always a nuisance, frankly.
Well, I mean, it kind of depends on the games, you know, for me personally. I mean, Warcraft, I was neck deep in PvP. I mean, I was flagged for PvP, like, all the time. Level 1, let's go, mate! Come at me, bro! I mean, I would die a lot, but it was fun. Elder Scrolls Online, that was more exploration for me. I like Terra, because I get to be a little bunny girl who's thousands of years old.
I mean, it kind of sounds too cutesy for my taste.
Really? Really, the one who listens to baby metal because they're adorable claims an anime bunny girl in an MMO is too cute? Come on.
Well, I mean, cat girl's okay, but, you know, bunnies aren't my thing.
You can be a cat girl.
Yeah, all right, sign me up then. Oh, God. Anyway, Twitch streamers have been banding together in factions, fighting over land in New World, and doing the usual Twitch streamer rivalry thing, which is kind of fun to watch, but I'm not terribly invested.
I watch Burke Black, because he's a pirate. Who's you watchin's?
Sequisha's more my speed. Begley, who have you been watching?
Whoever is live in the pool's hot tub and beaches category. There is a jar of peanut butter in a pool, in that category. It's very sensual, buttery smooth even, creamy even.
Dude, what is wrong with you?
No, he's right, actually. There's literally a jar of peanut butter in a small pool on Twitch. It's an actual channel, mate. What?
He is correct.
My God. I've been busting my ass for 20 years and a jar of peanut butter has a Twitch channel.
Well, I mean, if it makes you feel any better, it only averages like 17 viewers. So, you know.
Oh, jeez. I think peanut butter should do a collab with jelly. It'd be great.
Yeah, I'm gonna wrap this up. When peanut butter jars have their own channels, we're pretty much doomed.
One of the signs of the apocalypse. The peanut butter shall rise and entertain almost 20 people a day. Ooh.
I mean, am I the only one that wants better content than a jar of peanut butter sitting in a pool?
I think it's more of a meme channel night. You know, don't take it so seriously.
You know, I really think we gotta change things up. Too much of our stuff is getting buried under reaction videos, hype channels, drama channels, and apparently peanut butter streams.
Well. 90% of content out there is throwaway content, memes, hype, drama, all used to capitalize on the trending topics. Your content, however, even 20 years later, somehow remains relevant.
That's because human stupidity is eternal, therefore always relevant.
Unfortunately, relevant content, which is now only 10% of the material created, now has to compete for the same eyes gazing upon the other 90% of throwaway content.
So, what do we do to reach and enlighten more of the masses?
I don't know. Statistically, I feel it is a losing battle.
Well, that's reassuring.
You know, maybe we should start one of those drama channels where we just rank on other people to bolster our own material. You know, like clout chasers and like, oh, this channel is trash and oh, would you believe that this guy did this thing and hype and controversy and all that, you know?
I think it's all about clout chasing.
Clout chaser!
I think it's all about, you know, chasing that clout, you know?
Just belittle other people that are higher than you on the totem pole, as it were, and, you know,
and try to be better. And then when you get to the top, somebody tears you down.
Yeah, you don't want me doing that. Because if I start a drama channel and start tearing away at people, it's not going to end well for those people.
You're feeling rather dark today, aren't you?
Yes. Anyway.
Domain on OnlyFans, then?
You know, in my current state of mind, I'm thinking more wood chipper.
I mean, we can only get so many views from that, mate, you know?
Not if we do it a little bit at a time. And besides, it's more about quality, not quantity.
Not from what I've seen.
Is this over? I'd like to go back to making pixel art again, thank you.
Yeah, go nuts. Thanks everyone for supporting. Go try out some new games.
What about that Pokemon Unite thing?
Oh, I don't know. Dude, Pokemon Unite is like this weird League of Legends clone. I thought it was like a new Pokemon game where, you know, I can kind of capture things. Yeah, there's also some kind of Witcher augmented reality game. It's basically Pokemon Go reskinned with Witcher stuff. Oh, yay.
Am I the only one that thinks The Witcher is now oversaturated? I mean, they got an anime, they got an augmented reality game. It's just embarrassing, whatever. It's too much. I don't care anymore.
Whatever. Anyway, thanks again for supporting. Go play some games. Try to find some quality content out there. Be well, stay safe. Get smart.
Wait, wasn't Get Smart like an old show where some guy kept talking into a shoe? What? I do that all the time! They stole my life and made it into a TV show? Ridge! Where's my lawyer? I'm gonna sue the past so hard it's gonna wish it was the future.
Oh my god.
One more thing. Everyone, those numbers for getting sick are starting to go up again. Masks, please. Oh no, it's like we were just almost over it, but I think we all kind of jumped the gun a bit, you know? And everyone ran out there and was like, oh, freedom, and such like that. But, you know, it just keeps spreading, mates. All right, you got kind of like, you know, masks and things. Come on.
Oh yeah, on the topic of that, and to keep it short, here's my state of mind. I don't care. Stay the hell away from me. You do you, okay? But yo, do not cross my path, okay?
Oh, you really are surly today.
Yeah, dude, I'm tired of this. Everyone got trapped indoors for a year and a half. You know, what? 4th of July weekend in the States and it all went to hell. You know? One step forward, 12 steps back. Good job.
I notice people have a short memory. It's like, oh, I completely forgot I was trapped indoors for a year. Let's go play.
Whatever. You know what? Smart people out there, keep being smart. That's it. That's literally the best advice, and they know exactly what I mean. Keep being smart about everything. Thank you. Do something fun, safely. You deserve it, because for the last year and a half, you've had to put up with a lot of idiotic society, okay? And I think after 2020, the sheer display of human stupidity has probably given people insight into how I have felt for my entire life. So, yeah. I don't know. Get some cookies, order a pizza, do something you wouldn't normally do as long as it's not causing any problems, you know. Go.
Raya, thank you for supporting. Thank you. I'm gonna draw more pixel arts and then post them on the media so you see them. Thank you.
Don't pixel me, bro.
Thank you.